Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm really behind on the whole Tyreek thing. I'm watching it now, and I think Tyreek's wrong. Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
All right. So I just seemed like it seemed like it caused a lot of the problems. You know, listen, when you get pulled over, in my opinion, they ask you for your driver's license. You just give it to them, and you just sit there with your hands on the wheel, and you wait for them to come back. And then you do a wiener joke, and then they let you out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It could have all been de-escalated.
Exactly. Because for me, my plates were expired. The Greenwood police pulled me over. And then he said, I'm going to play a little game. And then I said, hide the salami? That's my favorite game. And then he walked off slowly. And he said, please just get your plates removed. And he left.
I kind of wish he'd thrown the cuffs on you.
I never saw him again. Yeah. He just left. I don't know why. I think he was just like, my God.
Well, he didn't want that hot salami on my body cam.
You're right, yeah.
You got to get back to the office and erase that.
I know. But it was just very calm. I've never had an altercation like where, even when, you know, I had that false arrest or whatever, they even told me to pretend my hands were handcuffed. I mean, how cool is that? They were so nice at LAPD. Mm-hmm. They said, just put your hands behind your back and act like when you go into the processing, just pretend we put handcuffs on you. I'm like, I love you guys.
Every situation is different. Every situation is different. Tyreek Hill could have easily complied.
Yep.
And things wouldn't have escalated. Okay. Yeah. I do believe that.
I mean, I feel like the police were a little, the one was really, he was just so mad at this guy for being so pompous that he maybe was a little more aggressive than he should have been because he was just pissed off at this punk.
But it never would have happened.
I agree.
If he kept his window down and his license.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, for sure. All right, there's a whole thing out. You know how I've been wanting to get veneers forever?
Yeah.
There's a whole thing out now. They're calling it pain, debt, and regret.
Oh.
For veneers.
Why the regret? I mean, I get the pain.
Yeah.
I get the debt.
Yep.
But I don't get the regret.
I think because their bite is different now, and it's all. So, but if anybody has a really great dentist that you got veneers and you love them and they don't look fake, can you give me their name? 5105. Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like you have like horse teeth.
Oh, the people are because they're so bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so bad.
They're way too big for your mouth.
I wonder if those people know. Maybe I shouldn't take their word for it because maybe they think they look good. Because sometimes they don't.
I don't know, man. I've had veneers put in. I've had different things and you know, different fillings and whatnot. They've always gotten the bite right.
Really?
I feel like that's the easy part of it, but I guess not.
Pain, debt, and regret. So anyway, this is a crazy, crazy story. J-Lo has had her J-Lo and what's his name? Ben, their tattoo removed. They had like this, like it was like a forever thing, you know, the infinite circle or whatever with each of their names on it or something. And she had it removed. And then it was interesting that she wore a dress that the sides were slid out just so we could see that was removed.
Mm. Now, was this a tattoo that was the first time around?
Nope.
Or the second?
Second time around. Yep.
Man, I wouldn't get a tattoo if you're on your second go around. I mean, it didn't work the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, I could see you being all in the first time, thinking it'll never end, but you've already gone through it once.
Would you ever get Lisa on your body?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't. And I wouldn't expect her to get me on her body.
I didn't ask that. I just asked you about...
No. I wouldn't. I wouldn't put anybody's name on my body. No.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Is that a no?
That's a no.
No. Would you get Brie on your body?
Oh, I wouldn't get her name.
Why?
I would get matching tattoos with her, but I would not get her name.
Why?
Because I feel like that getting It's just, number one, it's tacky. And number two, it's just the kiss of death for the relationship. I feel like once that happens, it's going to go south.
But matching tattoos wouldn't be
tacky? I feel like matching tattoos because it means something to both of you. If that makes sense.
Got it.
And it can be, you know, it can be explained. Although, even though every time you're going to look at that tattoo, you're going to remember that person. But.
Well, I, you know, my dad passed away. So look, let me bend over. So see the bees on each side?
Oh, yeah. Bob. Huh. That's pretty cool.
It's in honor of my dad.
Spadil, it's an old joke.
Spadil. I just wasn't ready for it, man. It caught me off guard.
Spadil, I feel like you'd get a girl from OnlyFans on you.
Oh, for sure. One he didn't even know.
Her handle. Yeah.
Like Rebecca.
Yeah. Just as soon as we meet, man. Yeah.
All right. So I have a question for the masses. 51059. Here's the question. Okay. So Selena Gomez, as you know, is dating Benny Blanco, right? He's so talented. But God, is he hideous. He is. He just is. And I think he knows he's hideous, right? And she knows he's hideous.
He owns it.
He does. And he's just a goofy looking guy. But he's so talented and so funny and just so cool. And she said she's never been treated this well in her entire life. Like this respectful, this loved, this cared for. So it is my theory now that I think that an ugly dude is a much better choice that, like, loves you than a cocky bastard that's kind of a jerk.
I would agree.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have dated ugly men, and I've dated very handsome men, and I will tell you, the handsome guy, they're so cocky that it makes them ugly.
Yeah. Mm.
You know? But the ugly guy is just so happy he's with you that, right, that you're just like, oh, you're so cute.
Well, it's really better to be somebody like Lisa that can have both, you know.
Which is what?
Good looking, nice to you, the whole package. But not every woman's that lucky,
right?
You
right?
Know?
Yeah.
You're a unicorn, sir. Yeah.
You are a unicorn.
You would think. Now you would also think though that somebody like Selena Gomez, that's now a billionaire, could have both.
I know, right?
You would think that both is a, you could buy it.
But I think she was so abused by Justin Bieber, and he was so, you know, mentally just a neat person to her mentally, that she went through that. And he is a great looking guy. And he's sexy and he's all the things, right? But now Benny has been treating her so well and he's so in love with her. And I think she's just like, holy hell.
But wasn't there a period there that she was a handful?
I think they both were. They were young. They were really
young.
It was
just a toxic relationship.
It was
on
toxic,
both sides,
yeah,
I think,
for sure.
I just remember being a little bit out there, too.
Well, I mean, for the most part, it was him, though. It really was. He was back and forth with her and playing with her emotions. It was just horrible. But, like, you remember Chewy? Really great-looking guy, but a total piece of neatness. You know? I mean,
I've
just
never met Chewy.
We saw his picture. I showed it to him. He's that really tall guy and really handsome. But man, his whole like personality. Ugh.
He was ugly on the inside.
He was ugly on the inside.
Oh, Carson, I couldn't have said it
that
better.
That was so beautiful.
Ugly on the inside.
But there was this other guy I dated, and he was ugly on the outside, but he was so pretty on the inside. Yeah.
You know where you get ugly on the inside?
What?
Golden Bachelor. I mean, doesn't that sound like a line they would use on The Golden Bachelor? You know, that's why you should watch. So you get lines.
When does it start?
This month, I think.
Oh, God.
Joan starts on her
Are we doing
adventure.
The countdown?
Oh, God. Can't wait.
I know. This is Joan? The Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah.
What is Joan? Like 80?
No, she's hot.
Oh, yeah.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Carson said he'd do her.
Did he?
Yeah.
You know why?
Why?
Good on the inside.
She's good on the inside and outside,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She really is a sweetheart.
Why are you laughing?
What? You got a problem against Joan?
It premieres next Wednesday.
Why do you not like Joan?
Joan's fine.
Although we do have a problem because I don't think I'll be able to watch it.
Why?
Because my Hulu expired.
Oh, I have a password for you.
Okay. Oh, good, perfect. No, never mind. But DirecTV, ESPN, and ABC, we don't get the channels anymore because they're in a dispute.
You guys don't get ABC?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
No, we don't because it's ESPN. Like, ABC owns ESPN and Disney. So we don't get Disney, ESPN, or ABC.
No.
Yeah.
And you're paying for DirecTV and you don't get that?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'd be mad.
I'd cancel.
I would too.
I'd just get rid of it.
I can't cancel because I get the abs. They're the only...
It's the only way to get the avalanche exactly. If you want to do it through a TV service.
Oh, they got you by the...
So I don't get my golden bachelor, but I got my abs. I'm so conflicted.
Are you? Yeah. I don't know if I tell people that. Anyway, there's another rumor that's going out right now, which is, you know, Kate Plus Eight, your lover?
Yeah, the lover.
BJ loves Kate Plus Eight.
I haven't seen her lately.
I know.
Yeah.
But you wanted to go on that cruise, and it was canceled for, what did they call it, for lack
Kate
of interest?
Kate Plus Eight? Yeah, they couldn't sell enough people to go on the cruise.
You never want to be the part of, you were canceled because lack of interest.
Yeah. It was just going to be me and her and sea on a big old boat.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, Kate Gosselin's son is speaking up. His name is Colin Gosselin. And he said that his mother, Kate, had a room in the basement, in the unfinished basement, where she kept him locked in there with a padlock and zip tied.
Liar.
Who?
The kid.
You think he's lying?
Yes. Kate would never do something like that. She is a very, you know what she is? She's good on the inside.
I don't know. Do you remember that show? She was a bitch.
No, it was John. He drove her nutty.
Because he didn't do everything she said. And she was so controlling. Remember that show? I mean, kinda, she was horrible.
I like her. You can talk bad all you want to.
That's because... Never mind, I'm not going to say it. Hey, why don't you tell everybody about the cowboy boot situation?
Cowboy boot.
Well, okay. We'll just pass on.
Why?
My son got some cowboy boots, folks.
Yeah, how much did they cost?
$60.
Nope, but how much did they really cost?
$480.
Why did they cost $480?
Because he, I guess he got the wrong boots. I don't know, Jamie Rock. We gotta go.
All right, there you go, Tumble Trash.
Yeah, we do. We gotta go. I don't even like boots.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. You should take this bar bingo debate thing down there with you to Bud's tonight. You'd be the hit of the party.
I don't know. I don't really get it. I don't know what all the things are.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know maybe some people in there could explain it.
I don't
to
know
you.
What couch is for bar bingo.
Couch.
It's the Harris Trump debate bingo card, but okay. I don't. I guess maybe I'm just not plugged in enough.
It's because the vice president, his elect Donald Trump's guy, had sex with a couch.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, good to know.
Yeah. So if they bring that up, you
he didn't
check it
use
off.
Some chicken.
No.
Yeah. Couch.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, lost my virginity to a couch. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
What is...
Did you really lose your virginity to a couch?
That's what they say, yeah.
Mm. Hump the couch.
Hump the couch.
Who hasn't humped a couch?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, let me run a couple more by you. Okay. Shmadil. You seem to be plugged in.
I know
because some
one.
Of these, I don't know. What's coconut?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, well, you're not so smart, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't do so well at bingo.
I think if I took these, you have to remember Billy and Chet, right? That's my wheelhouse. At Bud's, they're not going to know couch, especially Billy's going to like, what is that about?
Yeah. Coconut.
Coconut. Yeah.
What is Hannibal Lecter?
Well, he's from, he's the guy that said, I'll have a liver with a side of lava bean. Blah, 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 blah. He did the movie, Silence of the Lambs.
Hello, Clavy.
Yeah, I know who Hannibal Lecter is.
I don't know what
why is it on here?
See, that's why we can't take it, because nobody gets these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. These are dumb. What about McDonald's?
I'm looking at it right now. The only one that I know is the couch one.
Yeah.
Isn't
know
it because
else?
Donald Trump loves McDonald's?
Probably.
Isn't he always having a McDonald's?
Yeah, that's probably it.
What about criminal?
Well, they're both criminals.
They're going to talk about it. Yeah.
It's the only obvious out here, isn't it?
I know the brat one is supposed to be Brat Summer right now. I don't know why, but that's what they said.
See, this is dumb.
From
I'm
Kamala.
Not, yeah.
Brat.
If Find a different bingo card. These are dumb.
Yeah.
I don't like these.
Yeah, I don't know who put it together, but that's it's called the debate bingo, which, by the way, I guess they're pushing out there, but you got to really be plugged in to know these.
Yeah, these are.
Yeah, I don't get it either. All right, forget about that at Bud's.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I'd say keep the TV off at Bud's.
Yeah.
Might cause a fight down there. Yeah. You don't know.
They don't do that there.
They don't?
It's weird. No, at Bud's, I know it seems like a political, like you would go and be political there. Nobody cares.
No, but if the TV was on, they might. I mean, if the TV was on and you had the volume up,
maybe,
you might get something going.
I think everybody's so kicked back there that they're like, whatever. You know?
Yeah.
They're not that
important. Yeah, I don't think they'll be paying attention to the TV tonight. Not when you're celebrating the Sprucewood.
Yep. It's a weird night.
I mean, what a celebration that is, right?
BJ and Jamie.
Lady Gaga. BJ. Jamie Morning Show. First, I'll start with the boots, and then you can just complain all you want.
These boots are made for walking. Yep.
All right, so I get a phone call a couple of days ago. My wife and the son, Frog, had gone out to do a little shopping. They'd gone to get some pottery equipment, you know, some supplies, I guess.
And he's, what, six?
He's six.
Okay.
But he tagged along because he just likes to go. Dad can sit at home and watch football, right?
Right.
No big deal. So I get a phone call. I get a phone call.
Your phone rings like that?
Yeah.
Weird.
I get a phone. Actually, I have it on the old setting.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So the phone rings. I pick it up. And it's Frog. And Frog, you say, hey, Daddy, can I get some cowboy boots? And my first reply was, kind of weird that they have cowboy boots over at
the pottery
store.
Place,
yeah,
right?
it doesn't make sense to me.
No. Okay. So let me talk to your mom. Okay, so she gets on the line and says, we actually stopped at the boot barn, and we're here, and so he wants a boot. Here he is again. Quickly put him back on the phone.
Right.
Yeah, good move.
Yeah,
good move.
Yeah.
Little kid comes on and says, Daddy, can you buy me some boots? They're only $60. $60. He's not going to wear them long. He's a growing kid, you know, but all right.
Can you say no to that?
Well, every young boy should have some cowboy boots,
at
right?
At 6 years old, because, yeah. You know, they're fun to run in. They don't hurt your feet and all that. Yeah, they're perfect.
There's plenty of events for him to go to wear them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they're really into horses.
So Daddy says yes. Yeah. Get yourself some boots, buddy. Somebody boots there. So anyway, they come home. No big deal. Oh, I don't know. I guess it was that was Sunday. So yesterday, I'm going through. I'm checking for something on my bank statement, on the debit card. Just checking. And I see a charge for the boot barn for $480.
How did his $60 boots turn into $480?
Because somebody else probably got boots at $400.
On your credit card?
Debit card. Even
worse. I like how she rolls.
Yeah, it's Daddy's money.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like. Oh, I've seen how your phone rang, but it's not on loud.
Go ahead.
Okay.
All right, do it again.
Okay.
No, I put it in the old style phone.
I want to hear it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's funny.
Let's just see.
Okay.
You don't believe me?
Oh, I hear it. I hear it a little bit.
Why yeah. Not ringing.
Okay, you got to turn it up.
Oh, I got the worst phone in.
Turn it up.
Well, hang on a second.
On the side.
I got to get rid of you first, okay?
Oh, my God.
You're calling. Now, hang on. Well, it won't turn up unless I get rid of you.
All
right, now call. Now call.
Oh, my God. This is such a... Okay, fine.
She just doesn't believe I used the old...
No, I just wanted to hear it. I believe you.
Yeah. Did you try again?
The moment's over.
Now, let's get to your anger this morning.
And I actually
your
just,
anger just started 3 minutes ago.
I posted my anger, and I'm just going to leave it there. I don't even want to talk about it. I put it on Facebook, and I'll just see what the people say. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I get screwed over at this place of work all the time. I pay for everybody. I pay for dinners. I never get reimbursed. Gift cards. I never get reimbursed. I buy Schmadil hair, his teeth, jeans.
Yeah, a lot.
I spend a fortune on Christmas. I literally go over the top. And BJ, his family income is much higher than mine because they have two people working. And Lisa makes great money, and his overall income is much, much higher than mine with two people, right? But I'm the one that always has to pay for everything. So there was a girl that worked here. Her name was Julia. Great person. We love her. I got her a bottle of Dom Perignon, right? Because we love her.
She left.
She did leave. Yeah, she was working somewhere else.
Yep.
And so we went to her going away party, and I was just now went into the office to clean up our office. I was going to throw away some stuff and make it like more livable, a nice place to be, because it's kind of junky. Actually, I went in there to find some Colorado Candy Company candy, right. But you have eaten it all.
Which way else and more?
Because you ate it all.
Yeah. I ate that ribbon stuff.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Man,
so that was cool. Anyway. And it was fine. Anyway, so I went in there and I started cleaning up because it's just messy in there. And I come across this card. Okay. I've never seen this card until I started cleaning up the office during that lovely Post Malone song or whatever. BJ and Jamie, this thank you is way overdue. But I wanted to thank you for the wonderful bottle of Dom that you gave me as a going away gift. It was very extravagant, and you have no idea how much I appreciate your generosity and thoughtfulness. I have truly enjoyed working with both of you over the years and will miss seeing your faces in the hallways. You two always put a smile on my face. Thank you for that. We'll always have Vegas because we all went to Vegas together. Love you both so much. Julia.
Right. All right. Well, I don't see a problem yet. Where's the problem here? Why are we bringing this up? Where's the controversy?
You didn't bring any gifts.
No, I didn't bring a gift.
I brought a gift, and it was from me.
That's very nice of you. Where's the problem?
Okay, the problem is this. BJ and Jamie, thank you so much, both of you, for the extravagant gift.
And she even went on to say, you too, love seeing you in the hallways, all that.
Yeah, all that.
Well, she gave me that card in the hallway. And I said, thank you very much. You deserve it. You've worked hard. And I said, from the bottom of my and Jamie's heart, although Jamie did put in a lot on this bottle.
I said,
you've done a wonderful job.
You owe me $70.
I don't owe you.
You owe me. She thinks that you bought a half of a Dom Perignon.
Well, let her keep thinking
that. No, that is not fair. Give me $70. If you have $480 to blow on people's boots that won't wear them but one time, then you can give me $70 for this. $70.
Yeah.
Now
you've passed that. What is it called? The time limit thing.
My God.
Statute.
Yes.
How come I'm just now seeing this?
That's the weird part too. Know. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I just didn't hide it good enough.
Swear to God, I get ripped off here.
She loves me, that Julia.
Oh,
she loves BJ.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we got to go. Got to gear up. Big old night tonight.
What's the big old night?
I don't know. I got baseball tonight. I'm a coach tonight.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I really push those kids.
I know you do.
They're 6 and 7 years old.
Yeah.
And if they drop a ball, I make them run like 50 laps around the football field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's tough out on them.
They call you coach not prime time.
No. I'll take a 6-year-old. If he drops a baseball, I'll say, drop and give me 50.
Yeah, yeah, 50 that's
foot
right.
Push-ups, man.
Yep.
And then I'll make their mother do it.
Not their mother.
I'll go over and tell their mother. I'll say, hey, look, now you give me 10.
Yeah, that's
I'm
you.
I'm tough.
By the way, don't forget to buy your lottery tickets for tonight's drawing. $800 million, or the cash option is how much?
410 or 401.
401? Okay.
So. And I would use Jackpocket. I mean, it's so convenient.
I got mine on Jackpocket right
yeah.
here.
Nice.
There you go.
All right. Well, good
there
luck. Good luck.
There
May the
go.
Best man win.
Carson out there hawking Jackpocket, man.
I see that. I see
He's
it.
On board. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here for a Wednesday show tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.